Hi, this one really irks me, so it's a rant. I think it is a rant. As you may know, or may not know, I am a ambassador for Blip.fm. Yes, I'm one of the people who encourages people to use the service and talks about it positively or negatively and encourages the betterment of the Blipposphere. I was reading an article on Mashable about 10 ways to share your voice on Twitter. And it linked back to an article from May 2009, 10 ways to share your music on Twitter. Number 4, Blip FM. I'll read it to you on its own. Blip FM is a kind of Twitter for music where users share tracks with one another in a Twitter style real-time stream, but Blip FM also integrates with Twitter among other sites and allows you to share tracks back out to your Twitter friends with one click once you have synced your accounts. The site borrows some concepts straight from Twitter while re-blipping, which is akin to retweeting, and helps users find friends to follow that have similar music tastes in order to build a real-time radio station stream. Sorry, I counted 5 mentions of Twitter there. And that's okay. Yes, there is similarities between the two. But it is an absolute mistake of the article writer. The name, it's not apparent to me, is it? Oh, it's Josh Catone. Mashable. It is a complete revisionist rewriting of history to say that Blip.fm borrowed a concept from Twitter. History will tell you that Twitter rolled out retweet, limited retweet rollout, Thursday, November 5th, 2009, a whole 6 months after the Mashable article was written. So what does that mean? That's the, you know, official retweet button that Twitter have. Before that on Twitter, everything was driven by the user base, RT at, etc. And Reblip has always been there on the Blip.fm service. Twitter gets its influence from other services and its own users. Twitter didn't invent the at for usernames. Users put that in. So it is wrong to misinterpret history and even to get it wrong 6 months in advance of when Twitter introduced the retweet button. That really now annoys me because some people will think 5 mentions of Twitter in a Blip review. In a 6-line Blip review. And yes, I don't deny that they're similar, but who innovates? It certainly is not the people in Twitter. They follow what happens on their service and similar services. End rant.